It probably sounds harsh to be critical of a man who's just made his maiden Test 100. But David Malan's dismissal on the second morning at the Wacker has given Australia a great opportunity to get back in the game. England had done the hard work. They had got through that tricky third session on the first day, and they got through the first hour on the second day. They'd seen off the bowlers at their quickest. They'd seen off the new ball. Mitchell Marsh and Nathan Lyon had been brought into the attack. But suddenly Malan tried to hit across the line and splice the ball to sort of point area. He was gone, and it precipitated a collapse where England lost their final six wickets for just 35 runs. It means they've got a total of fraction over 400 when a total over 500 was theirs for the taking. They'd done so much right. Johnny Bairstow had also reached his century, celebrating by headbutting his helmet. And there was a real opportunity to put Australia under pressure. The cracks in the pitch and the cracks in the Australia team were starting to show. But instead, it's Australia who have regrouped. Sensing blood, they knocked through the England tail as if it were nothing. This is George Tabell in Perth for ESPN Cricket Info.